Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, news roundup, information overload hour. We're starting every hour tomorrow, 9-11. It's 20 years later. Hard to believe. Starting every hour of the program, bringing you back to that day. 2,977 of our fellow Americans were murdered that day. Evil hit our land. And when you look at it through the prism of Joe Biden abandoning our fellow Americans behind enemy lines, I keep saying the same thing. I cannot understand it. Frankly, it's indefensible. Michael W. Smith, there she stands.
This just into our newsroom, a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center.
In the night.
Apparently that was another plane.
Seems to say.
An airplane has crashed into the World Trade Center.
All is lost.
There appears to be a gaping hole.
Gone away.
Oh, there it goes.
But I know.
The whole side has collapsed.
The whole building has collapsed.
Not alone.
Now it's true. I've had a major explosion and a complete collapse.
By the light.
The roof has collapsed in one of the towers.
She stands.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
There she waits.
We're not going to be cowered by it, that we're not afraid.
Faithful friend.
The freedom-loving nations of the world stand by our side.
Shimmering stars.
Proud to have the red, white, and blue.
Westward wind.
This country will not relent.
Show the way.
Proud to be a part of this country.
Carry me.
I think about the families, the children.
To the place.
Freedom itself was attacked, and freedom will be defended.
She stands.
Sean Parnell, retired Army infantry captain. He served in Afghanistan. He's a candidate now for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Author of the new book, Left for Dead. It's hard to believe it's 20 years later. Now, you know, you're a former U.S. Army Airborne Ranger. You served in the legendary 10th Mountain Division for 6 years. You retired as a captain. You got two Bronze Stars, one for Valor, one Purple Heart, a passionate supporter of our military, and currently serving as an ambassador for the Boot Campaign and National Veterans Charity.
and he lives with his three kids in Pennsylvania. And anyway, appreciate you being with us. You remember that day, and you remember that time in Afghanistan. And now we just abandoned Americans behind enemy lines. They're now hostage to the Taliban, of all people, a terrorist organization. I can't fathom. That's not the America I know, Sean Parnell.
Yeah, Sean, I agree. First of all, thanks for having me. I never thought in a million years that I'd see any American president, Republican or Democrat, bend the knee to the Taliban and to the enemies of this country who helped attack us on September 11th and snuff out so many innocent American lives. 9/11 was a powerful day. I can't believe it's 20 years ago. I'm 40 years old, right? I just turned 40 in July. So we've been at war in Afghanistan for half of my adult life. But ultimately, I went along with thousands of other Americans to Afghanistan to take the fight to the enemy because we were attacked on 9/11. And to see what Joe Biden has done, not just to this country here domestically, but internationally and specifically in Afghanistan, leaving Americans behind, it's been real difficult to process for me because, you know, we're the greatest country on the face of the earth with the greatest military the world has ever known. And we don't leave our people behind. But going into the 20th anniversary of September 11th, that seems to be exactly what we're doing.
You want to add insult to injury? The Biden White House officially praising the Taliban as businesslike and professional. And days after abandoning Americans in Afghanistan, Biden's going to visit Ground Zero on 9/11. A lot of families have said they don't want that to happen. They've asked him not to come. You know, you've almost have now a complete media blackout. Joe Biden doesn't want to talk about the Americans left behind anymore. And the news media, ever so compliant, an extension of his press office. Now it's almost a total blackout in terms of the Taliban hostage crisis. Americans captured and held behind enemy lines against their will. And then you have stories. I know you're aware of things that are going on as I'm aware of them. Of brave Americans, retired Navy SEALs, special ops people doing everything, anything and everything possible to get our fellow Americans out because our country left them.
Yeah, yeah, and that shouldn't happen. And no one in this country, the media or our people should let the Biden administration turn the page on what's happening in Afghanistan. And I think one of the most offensive things that Biden has done, you know, aside from going up to the podium and saying that the withdrawal from Afghanistan was an extraordinary success, is try to normalize the Taliban as some sort of, neoliberal organization, you know, the Taliban 2.0. It's a slap in the face to anyone who served in that country, anyone who lost family members in that country or had family members wounded. You know, I think the American people will never forget that the Taliban, you know, helped facilitate the attacks on 9/11. They've been killing Americans, thousands of Americans in Afghanistan for darn near 20 years now. And they're working with, you know, designated terrorist organizations, Sean. What blows my mind is the Haqqani Network is a terrorist organization. Shiraj Haqqani is woven into the interim government of the Taliban. The Biden administration.
By the way, Haqqani is as bad as like ISIS. This is not a better Taliban.
Yeah, and we fought them directly for 485 days. We fought against Haqqani, Hekmatyar, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and we killed 350 enemy fighters in my time in Afghanistan. And the Haqqani network is as bad as it gets. And the Biden administration is working directly with them in terrorist organizations in open view of the American public. It should be condemned in the strongest possible terms. Not only does that besmirch the legacy of warriors who rose up in this country to fight against our enemies, but it's a black mark on the office of the president and will be a lasting one for generations to come.
Did you see this, you know, the same State Department that was telling people, well, first of all of this could have been prevented because the entire world watched the Taliban on the march. We saw where they were, how much territory they had gotten by April and then May and then June. And it was really bad by July, 60%+ of the country. And Joe Biden's telling us this is Afghan armies, some of the best trained in the world. They even have an air force. No worries that the Taliban could ever take control. But we had every opportunity while we had full control of Kabul and Bagram Air Force Base, that we could have extracted every American, had a safe, orderly withdrawal, every Afghan ally that we said we would get out if this day ever came, and we could have taken the billions and billions and billions of dollars in high-tech military equipment and taken it home with us, or at the very least destroyed it. That wouldn't have been my option, but take it home, considering the taxpayers of this country paid for it, and not leave it for terrorists, which we did. We had all the time to do it. And now the State Department that said, they were telling people, make your way to the airport, but we cannot assist you. We cannot guarantee your safety. If you're at the airport, we're getting reports that there may be a terrorist attack. You may want to go home. It's Saturday before the Tuesday deadline. Yeah, it's not a good idea to go to the airport today. I mean, and we can't, again, assure your safety. Now they're saying if you have a chartered plane, you can't land it in America. If you find a third country that will allow you to land and they need our approval, we're not going to give it to you. That's what we got the State Department memo from September 1st. That's what they're telling people that have chartered flights to get Americans home safely. What the hell is wrong with them?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And what adds insult to injury is that Joe Biden had a conversation with the president of Afghanistan in the last week of July, and essentially tried to convince President Ghani of Afghanistan to lie about the speed at which the Taliban was on their offensive in that country. Lie to the world. Tell the world that the Taliban's not that strong. And in exchange for doing that, we'll give you aid, we'll give you military command, whatever it takes. So as egregious as that phone call, that quid pro quo was, what's far worse is that in that moment, Sean, Joe Biden knew that he was lying. He knew his intention was to deceive the country, deceive the world about truly what was happening in Afghanistan. And that's why it's not surprising to me that no one has been held accountable, because if he intended to lie about it from the very beginning and then calls it extraordinary success weeks later, no one's been held accountable, whether it's Secretary Blinken, Chairman of Joint Chiefs Milley, the CENTCOM Commander McKenzie, Jake Sullivan. How did he get a job? I don't know. But no one has been fired, and I think that's one of the greatest travesties of all, because, Sean, it's not like we were run out of Kabul by a superior military force. There's no reason why we couldn't have stayed there, extended the 31 August deadline to get our people out of there. We have the operational capability to do so, but Joe Biden was so hell-bent on getting out of that country and accomplish whatever twisted political goal he had set in that country, which I don't know what it was, but because of that, Americans are still trapped behind enemy lines today. And as you mentioned earlier, the media is desperately trying to turn the page. It's tragic and it's wrong, and it's especially egregious going into the 20th anniversary of 9/11.
It's pretty sad and it's pretty unbelievable, and it's remarkable that there's not much more outrage about all of this.
You think or know you had COVID-19. You can be around others after 10 days since symptoms first appeared, and after 24 hours with no fever without fever-reducing medication, and after other symptoms have improved. If you have tested positive for COVID-19 and you had no symptoms, you can be around others 10 days after you got tested for COVID-19. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
All right, we continue. Sean Parnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. His new book is out, Left for Dead. Tell us about your race. You're running for Senate. I know you got a... You know, it's a tough state, Pennsylvania, but I think the people of Pennsylvania are common sense Americans. I'm sure they agree with us as it relates to, you know, they're sick and tired of mixed messages, ever moving, ever changing standards with COVID. You know, one no mask, one mask, two masks, vaxxer mask, now vax and mask, now vax, vax again, and then get a booster vax and booster vax on top of that vax booster. I mean, you know, the gang that can't shoot straight, they've gotten everything wrong.
Yeah, well, the race here in Pennsylvania, first of all, I think it's trending more Republican this state every single year. And even with all the chaos in 2020 that our governor wove into our election systems here in Pennsylvania, two Republicans won statewide. In fact, in 2020, congressional Republicans statewide amassed over 85,000 more votes than congressional Democrats. There is an absolute path in Pennsylvania. If you want to learn more about my race, go to ParnellForSenate.com and you can check out my platform. But we're going to win, Sean. And just last week, I got a surprise call from President Trump. We got his endorsement. And I think that goes a long way to sort of clearing the primary field so that we can consolidate resources and build the war chest that's necessary for the general. But I'm telling you, Sean, this is reflected in our polling as well. We're going to win Pennsylvania. We are. In fact, we have to. And the radical left, the Democrats, Schumer, Pelosi, Biden, they know that there's no pathway to the Senate majority without taking Pennsylvania. So Senator Toomey's retiring. It's an open seat, so there's no incumbent. This is a seat that's been in Republican hands for probably 62 years now, and it's one that we absolutely have to hold because the Democrats aren't shy about their agenda, about whether it's nuking the filibuster, packing the Supreme Court, making Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico a state, taking your guns, decimating our
economy. By the way, I'm almost out of time. I don't want to interrupt you because you're right on all these things, and I want to pay attention to your book. We're going to put it up on our website, and it's just out, Left for Dead, and it talks, you know, you're here talking about your time in Afghanistan and the debacle of this withdrawal. And you talk about in this book about a special ops guy, Eric Steele, battling a renegade group of bioterrorists armed with a devastating virus and the fourth pulse pounding military thriller that you put out. I'm riveted reading it. I just got my copy.
Well, thanks, Sean. I appreciate that. You know, I try to like look at where this country is and I say, if we stay on this path, this could happen. Sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm not. But when I'm right and when I get it right, I'm pretty excited and proud. This time I'm not, because we do have Americans that were essentially left for dead in Afghanistan. And that book, Left for Dead, is essentially about a rising CCP, Chinese Communist Party, rising China, and a diminishing America with flailing leadership. And sadly, that's right where we are at this point in time in our history. And so I lament that I got that part right, but it takes real strong leadership that's going to get us out of this thing. And I think that's coming here in America. But in the meantime, you know, I hope people in your audience enjoy that book, Left for Dead, because I think it's the best book that I put out yet. So thank you, Sean.
We appreciate you being with us. We're going to follow your race very, very closely. Sean Parnell, thanks for being with us. Appreciate your time. 800-941-SEAN is our number. We'll get to your calls when we get back. Quick break, right back. All right, 25 to the top of the hour. We'll get to your calls for the rest of the half hour. We have one other montage I want to play in light of the 20th anniversary of 9/11, which is tomorrow. Great song. I mean, a phenomenal song by Daryl Worley. Also a great guy. I know him. I've known him for a long time. And he did some of our Freedom concerts, put an amazing performance on. And he wrote the song, Have You Forgotten? And like with Michael W. Smith's song, we put sound on it. It's quite appropriate in light of where we are today, and especially abandoning Americans behind enemy lines as hostages.
Americans do not yet have the distance of history, but our responsibility to history is already clear, to answer these attacks and rid the world of evil.
I hear people say, we don't need this war.
We protest this war, and it's not a war, actually, it's a slaughter.
But I say there's some things worth fighting for.
We are very grateful and thankful that we live in a country where there's freedom of speech, that people who are either for or against a war can speak out.
What about our freedom?
Everything just went black.
And this piece of ground.
Everything came down.
We didn't get to keep them. By backing down.
Glass are popping. People got hurt.
They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in.
Oh, there it goes. There it goes. There it goes.
Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
The next building.
There's another one.
Oh, my God.
Another place.
plane just flew in.
I feel the heat. The explosion is incredible.
Have you forgotten?
I saw this plane come out of nowhere and just cream right into the side of the Twin Tower, exploding through the other side.
There's been an act of war declared upon America by terrorists.
Have you forgotten?
Residents that are sitting on the hills behind the Pentagon, almost like they're waiting for the 4th of July fireworks, but instead they're staring dumbfounded at what looks like a war zone.
I mean, you see bodies flying out of the sky and you can't do nothing about it. You tell me. There's no words to describe what's going on out there.
Have you forgotten?
America's a nation full of good fortune, with so much to be grateful for, but we are not spared from suffering. In every generation, the world has produced enemies of human freedom. They have attacked America. Because we are freedom's home and defender.
Have you forgotten?
And the commitment of our fathers is now the calling of our time.
That's Daryl Worley. Have you forgotten? Apparently, Joe Biden's forgotten. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Let's say hi to Peter. He's in the great state of Florida, the free state of Florida. What's up, Peter? How are you? Glad you called, sir.
The pleasure is mine, Mr. Hannity. Thank you for having me. I'll make it quick. This mandate that they're doing, my wife has been a CNA for 25 years, and she loves taking care of people. It starts from the bottom up. Like you say, we're all spokes in a wheel. We all work together to make the engine run, okay? With that being said, this mandate that this man wants to do, because he's not my president, to do this to these people, this puts my wife in this category of mandating people get the shot or, you know, find another job or, you know, you're fired. Well, what about when they were in the middle of it all before there was even a shot available? Putting their lives on the line, every single one of them, even the guy who sweeps the floor, being in the same facility with this thing spreading around like crazy. It just angers me so much that we're going to let this happen to our country. I mean, you know, when is it going to stop? That's what's got me upset about this whole situation. You know,
you have every right. So what you're pointing out, rightly so, and it's funny because I might have mentioned I was poked and prodded a lot this week. It wasn't my favorite week. And stuck and jabbed and stabbed a million times. But anyway, those brave first responders, the nurses, the aides, the orderlies, the people, the custodians that were in the hospitals when we didn't have a vaccine in the middle of the pandemic, they're all heroes and they all put their ass on the line for this country. And I happened to meet one nurse this week, and she's about to get laid off as a result of all of this and also as a result of policy. And I'm like, so let me get this straight. You risked your life. In her particular case, she's actually the only one I think I know that put themselves in harm's way like that, that never got the virus. Everybody else kind of got it. And I've interviewed nurses that got fired in Houston. That was the first place that we saw this at that got COVID as a result of putting their life on the line. And now you're going to say, even if you got natural immunity, that you're going to now mandate they get the vaccine, you know, the magic potion, whatever you want to call it, and or you're going to fire them. And these people were the ones that for over a year put their ass on the line every day to help save other people's lives, knowing what they were doing in the middle of a pandemic and how deadly this thing was.
Right. Everybody in the facility has had their shots. I mean, completely the whole facility. Of course, I can't name it because, you know, I don't want to get my wife in trouble or anything. But 95% of them has already caught the COVID, has re-caught it. They don't talk about that. I know personal people right now. I work in a mom and pop transmission shop. I've been doing it for 33 years. My boss's nephew, no health problems, no nothing, got the shot. The day after that, he died from it. But they don't report all that now, do they? They don't report all the
listen,
serious
I've
side
read
effects.
All
that's
of the information. There are people that have had reactions to this shot. And that's why I urge everybody. I do believe in medicine. I believe in science. I believe in vaccination science. But I'm not going to make your decision for you. I don't know anything about your health history or current condition.
Right.
You know, I just find it outrageous. I really do. That these people, they put everything on the line. And now some of them will be fired because they have whatever reason. And it's none of my damn business. I'm not going to ask them why. Maybe they have a rare health condition that is between them and their doctor. How about doctor-patient confidentiality? How about, let's see. What about rare conditions that some people have? What about it's just their opinion? This isn't about freedom. We're getting lectures now. The hell with your freedom. You know, Joe Biden needs to drop his iron fist, they said over at MSDNC. I'm like, oh, okay. I've heard of countries like that before. You know, the hell with civil liberties and civil rights. Where's the ACLU on all this? Is there any civil libertarians left in the Democratic Party? Apparently not. Anyway, I'm sorry. I appreciate and can hear your palpable anger in all of this. You know, by the way, and I remember Democrats, a lot of them dismissing the COVID vaccine mandates themselves. Listen.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide. I'll do everything in my power as the President of the United States to encourage people to do the right thing.
Perhaps the federal government should step in and issue mandates? And if not, are you putting the needs of unvaccinated people ahead of the needs of vaccinated people?
Well, I think the question here, one, that's not the role of the federal government. That is the role that institutions, private sector entities, and others may take. That certainly is appropriate. Also, local communities are going to take steps they need to take.
So here's the thing. We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
Not what we can do. We cannot do it. Not what we can do. Unbelievable. It's not the role of the federal government. No, I'm not going to do mandates. Okay. I believe all of them. Unbelievable. Let's say hi to Pam is in Connecticut. Pam, you're on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hi. How are you today, Sean?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, better than yesterday. I had to pull my car over. I could not even see straight listening to that fraud. I am a nurse. I have recovered from COVID. It kicked my butt. I've done my homework. I will not get the shot. I am at risk of losing my job. 20 years ago.
What kind of nurse? Home health nurse?
I'm a nurse. Yeah. High intensity care manager. 20 years ago, I was baking my son's birthday cake for his first birthday when the first tower fell. I lived across the street from Fort Carson in Colorado Springs. I am incensed. The people that I know who have lost body parts and lives over there and can't come back. This is Afghanistan. It's not even COVID. I have so many things in my head right now that are making me angry at this administration, and it's more like a regime. But we do not leave people behind, and we do not force our citizens to receive vaccinations that they do not believe in and that are not fully vetted. And that he is creating another marginalized section of society, and it is called the unvaccinated. I wasn't a fighter. I am now. I am not going to let go. I am not going to give up. And my son is facing court-martial, potential court-martial. He is 20 years old serving.
He's not
the
only one. There are
He's
others,
not
too.
The only one. Absolutely. But if a 20-year-old is man enough to serve this country and take all of the other shots that they have given him, this is just an atrocity. And if people do not stand, we will lose everything.
I will tell you, and you hear what we just played there. I'm never going to have, we can't mandate this. It's not the role of the federal government, Jen Psaki. And then you hear them yesterday, and then they lay out their plan, their mandates. And you either go along with it, or everything's, you're going to be canceled in society pretty much fully and completely. Canceled.
They cannot cancel society, Sean, if society stands as one.
Well, if we don't fight back in a lot of areas, we're not going to have freedom. President
Correct.
Says it's not about freedom. Yes, it is about freedom. It has everything to do with freedom. You know, Kamala Harris, I played it last night. Oh, nobody has the right to tell a woman what she can and cannot do with her body. I guess that she disagrees with herself. It's such hypocrisy. Anyway, thank you, Pam. Jason is in Missouri. Jason, you're on the Sean Hannity Show.
Real quick, I'm a Marine Corps veteran, been a officer since the late. I recently just come over to a healthcare setting working as a security officer in a hospital. Now, my conditions in my employment when I initially started, I asked if I have to take the COVID vaccine. They said, no, you do not. It is your choice. I said, good, because I don't want to. Now, just in the last 2 weeks, they said we have until October 1st to be completely vaccinated or we will be terminated. I have had COVID, so I do have antibodies. I got over it. But I have coworkers currently on my shift, two of them that are out with that were fully vaccinated prior to getting COVID. How is this legal? It wasn't now after I'm here, they're making me get this or else. How is this legal? Can they continue to do this?
You know, the answer is this is going to be challenged in the courts. That was my first comment yesterday after listening to all this. And sure enough, within seconds, even fake news CNN lawyers were saying, yeah, I don't think this is all going to be legal. And we had Kristi Noem on last night. There's now 14 governors as of yesterday. I didn't get an update as to how many probably joined in today. And attorneys generals all around the country. And we'll have some of them on TV tonight. This is not going to go unchallenged. And I'll have your back, just like you're not going to leave an American behind in Afghanistan, Joe. Oh, I have real confidence in you. It's unbelievable. It really is. And you know, but there are at least there's one little wiggle room out, and that is, okay, you're going to have to be tested every week. Okay, and Joe says that he's going to make up any pay you lose while you go get tested, or maybe your employer will test you. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN is our number. You want to be a part of the program. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. You're going to want to get the video version of the There She Stands, Michael W. Smith video. Tomorrow, the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Our prayers to the families and their loved ones, kids that never met their moms and dads. So sad. Now what has just unfolded is even worse. Anyway, lawsuits over this entire mess and as it relates to COVID-19 vaccine mandates, the media coverage has been atrocious. Representative Ronnie Jackson has been on fire going after Biden. Democrats now, they blocked a survey of all the military equipment Joe gave the Taliban. Larry Elder, that's a big race. Tuesday, it's happening. Jason Whitlock will weigh in on the new wokeness in the NFL. That's 9 Eastern. Set your DVR. Hannity, Fox News. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend. Our prayers are with 9/11 families, victims, 2,977 of our fellow Americans. We pray for each and every one of them and every American caught behind enemy lines as a hostage of the Taliban today. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.